recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight, back from a wonderful and restful sabbatical, it is Father Tim Furlow. He is the pastor at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Portland.
Man, this is a beautiful church. From the bottom of my heart, again, like, if you help make this restoration project a success, thank you. I'm just blown away by it. Well, part of me is blown away. Part of me is like, this looks like a normal church now, which is kind of weird for America, but like most churches kind of look like this, you know, all around the world. And our spiritual ancestors, they're coming from the old world. So they were bringing a part of what they knew, their home, here. And now it does look like it did for them. My hope here is that it would be an occasion for a deeper encounter with the reality that God is beautiful. That's why we do this. And then as we come here and we worship, making it easier to worship Him who's beauty itself. So, thank you. Secondly, I'm back. So, thank you for all your prayers and your support while I was on my sabbatical. It was incredibly renewing. I hadn't taken a break in like 4 years, and so I definitely needed it, and it did what it was supposed to do. It lowered my blood pressure. So thank you very, very much for your patience and your kindness and all of your prayers while I was gone. Okay, today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. As you know, I usually do some kind of homily series for Advent and Lent. Not going to do that this year. And I don't want to try to smush everything that I would have said for that series into just one Sunday. I want to focus on just one thing as we prepare for Christmas in 4 days. So this is something that the Archbishop has emphasized as well during Advent. It's eternity. Eternity. Advent's about preparing for the coming of Christ. Period. If you were to put it as simply as possible, like, that's it. It's about preparing for the coming of Christ. We're preparing our hearts to receive Jesus, who's already come to us 2 millennia ago, more deeply. So no matter where we are with Him, no matter where we are in our spiritual life, how close we are, we can always receive Him more deeply. Remember, this is the thing that makes heaven heaven. I remember when I was younger, I had this worry, this sort of like anxious existential fear about heaven because it was forever. You know, and I just couldn't like picture forever. But what makes heaven heaven is that the deepest desires of our heart, which is God Himself ultimately, they continue being fulfilled forever. So it never gets boring. We always transcend deeper into the infinite being of God. So no matter where we are, we can always go deeper. So we do that every Advent. That's kind of the project. Try to go deeper in our spiritual lives. But we don't focus a whole lot on the other side of the coin. And that's the second coming of Christ, the beginning of eternity. The church no less emphasizes Jesus' second coming during Advent, but because it's kind of more ethereal, we don't think about it as much. Okay, now here's the deal with the second coming. There are some Christians who put way too much emphasis on it, and there are some that put none at all. We have the privilege as Catholics to be the via media, the middle way. We represent balance. This is how God set the church up. So when we think about the second coming, when we think about eternity, we think about it in a balanced way. So the question that is, when we look at the second coming, what does that mean? What does it mean to be balanced when we're thinking about it? And the answer is simple. It's just to keep eternity in mind. To keep eternity in mind. It is so easy to just kind of go, right? We got so much to do in the post-postmodern world. I was thinking about this the other day. Back in the 1990s, we might have, you know, been signed up for soccer, and maybe there was like one other thing, and like, but we're still like living our lives, like childhood. Now, a lot of kids like boom, 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 boom. It's like they're the CEO of a company. Like their schedule is like so full, and we're a part of that as well. And so it's just so easy to get in the river and to not stop and think really about anything, but especially about eternity. The answer to this is just keeping eternity in mind. Jesus is coming back. There's no doubt about that. He's absolutely 100% guaranteed coming back. But as the scriptures say, nobody knows the day or the hour when that's going to happen. We just don't know. We can't know exactly when it'll be. If that's true, and it is, balance is just always being ready to see Jesus face to face. Here's the little thought experiment that I do for myself. You can try it out. I submit it to you. I just stop and I think, if Jesus came back today, like today, the second coming happened, eternity began, how would I feel about that? If you just stop and sit in that space, like prayerfully, use your imagination to push yourself deeper into like, yeah, it's today. He's coming back today. Your heart will just let you know where you're at automatically. There either is going to be like a joy, or there's going to be like, how about next Sunday? Like, I got some things to get together, right? That's good. Right there. That I got some things to get together. That's good. That's one of the purposes of Advent. It's to show us what could block us from receiving Jesus more deeply. That's valuable information. Don't be worried about that or think that it's like a negative thing. It just tells us what we need to do. Maybe we need to go to confession or reconcile with somebody or fix something or like whatever it is, like it'll become clear. Christmas is in a few days. It's just a few days away. The presents are great. The decorations are heartwarming. The meals are delicious. But there's nothing compared, nothing that can compare to a heart filled with readiness to meet the Lord. To have joy at the idea of Him, either just coming to you in your prayer time, coming to you here in the Mass, or coming again in glory, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Having that joy. So before December 25th, sometime, think of the coming King. Think of His kingdom of eternity, the goal for all of our lives. And by the grace of God, position your heart to receive Him more deeply, however, whenever, wherever He wants to come to you.
And that is today's homily highlight. It is so good to hear Father Tim Furlow again. He is the pastor at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Portland.